This is Juno Afternoon, and we're just getting close to the bottom of the hour. Scott Burton, your host today. Now in for our monthly check-in with the Juno Police Department is Lieutenant Craig Campbell. Lieutenant, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me.
All right. Recruitment seems to be a common topic these days with the Juno Police Department, and I understand there's some testing that people can still get into, like, tomorrow.
That's correct. November 11th is going to be the first day of testing for this round of the recruitment process, and I think they can sign up all the way up until the 6th, so they'd probably want to either do it tonight or tomorrow is contact the Juno Police Department to speak with Chief Secretary about signing up for a testing spot.
I understand there's an application involved. Does that take a long time to fill out, or?
I think it all depends on how quickly you can write it out. But okay. Your first step would be to contact the Juno Police Department and say, hey, I want to sign up for testing. They'll walk you through every step that you need to do. But you are going to have to sign up with publicsafetytesting.com to do like the official sign up and submit an application. But at the very least, you can contact the police department to get into this testing phase that starts on the 7th.
Do you happen to have the non-emergency number? Would that be the best number to call?
Probably the best number. I would just call 586-0600 and say you want to sign up for the police officer testing for this Thursday.
All right.
Or actually Wednesday.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. So an opportunity to join the police force right there. Tell us about what you do as a lieutenant.
So I'm a patrol lieutenant. I'm in charge of the patrol officers, the officers you see driving around the patrol cars, responding to calls for service. I oversee them. So some of my duties just involve scheduling, make sure things are going right, the little things that pop up from the day to day, and just helping things run smoothly.
As we get into winter and driving conditions become more challenging, what are some things that you communicate with your officers?
Winter driving, like everybody, even officers driving on the streets is, drive at a safe speed. Sometimes depending on the road conditions, even the speed limit might be 55. Because of the ice and snow, you might need to drive 45. You might need to drive 30, whatever's safe and prudent for the road conditions. So it doesn't do anybody any good rushing to try to get somewhere if we're in a crash. So just practice safe driving. Do it for yourself. Do it for the other people on the roadway. But the biggest thing is just slow down.
All right. Anything else? Slow down. No texting while driving, right?
Definitely no texting while driving, yeah. Try to stay off those cell phones because even just talking on the phone can distract drivers. So just practice safe driving habits.
In Alaska, is that a law that you're not supposed to text while driving?
Correct. Yeah. Texting while driving is actually it's a violation. So similar like a speeding ticket. But if you were texting while driving and you get in a crash, it actually bumps that up to a misdemeanor. And if you get in a crash that hurts somebody, it can actually increase the penalties on that. So,
and they will actually check your cell phone records, right, after an accident like that to see if you were texting. Is
potentially
that
they could. Like any investigation, they could try to do those things to see if they can determine if you were texting while driving.
All right. So slow down. No texting. Even avoid phone calls, it sounds like.
Yeah. Always watch out for pedestrians crossing the street. As a driver, you're not the only ones on the road. Sometimes there's people trying to cross the road. They're on the sidewalk. Just pay attention to where you're at and what you're doing and try to keep it safe for everybody.
All right. What else is on your radar as we go into winter here?
Well, we have a vehicle auction coming up with the police department. That's also on November 7th. So the auction starts – we have a viewing on November 7th. So if there was a vehicle that you wanted to come check out, you can look at photos from the vehicles. I think there's a list on the JPD website and on our Facebook page. But then you can come to the viewing. If you do decide to come to the viewing, make sure to bring ID. That's something that we've been checking the last year is make sure the people that are showing up to the viewing have ID because we're not going to allow people to come in to our lot where the vehicles are kept without an ID card. So make sure you bring your ID card. And then the actual testing date is – the auction date is November 10th, so this Saturday. And it's at 9 a.m.
And remind us where that is.
It's at the it's at 9390 La Perouse Avenue.
Okay. And, I saw pictures of all the vehicles up for auction there on your Facebook page.
Yep.
So how are those vehicles – how do they come to you guys usually?
So we get a lot of them. Some are abandoned. Some are could have a driver that was arrested for a DWI. Maybe the vehicle was forfeited. It could be a vehicle that for whatever reason it got impounded and then the registered owner was not able to get that vehicle out of impound. So anytime there's an impounder in a vehicle, is a person is required to pay the towing fees and then their storage fees if the vehicle is kept in the impound lot for too long. So those fees can actually increase to quite a bit. And so sometimes somebody just might not be able to pay the $200-$300, or it gets larger the longer it stays in there. So if they can't pay those fees, eventually those vehicles will get forfeited and they'll go to auction.
And are these silent auctions? People are writing down numbers?
No, it's a like a public outcry. So they're going down there, give me 100, give me 100, give me 200, that type of stuff. So I think they're probably going to be very theatrical depending on who you have up there doing it. But
I'm sure it varies widely. But what do some of these vehicles go for?
You know, I've actually never been a part of an auction. But I mean, they're usually under $1,000. Typically, a vehicle will go for $100, something like that.
Wow. So affordable vehicles.
Yep. They might not be in the best of condition, but, you know, if you have some mechanical knowledge, you might find some hidden gems in there that you can get working and be of use to you.
All right. What else is going on at the police department?
I think that's about it that I can think of.
Got it. I saw you guys did a drug tape back.
That's right.
Back in late October. What was that all about, and are you going to do another one?
Yeah, so the past couple of years, the police department has had a prescription drug drop-off box within the JPD lobby, and this is open during normal business hours. When their lobby is open, someone can come in and bring prescription drugs and drop them in this box, and then we will eventually dispose of them. This past year, we partnered with a DEA agency, and they do a national prescription drug take-back, and I think they do it 2 to 3 times a year. And it's more of a publicized event, and they try to get the word out for people to come in and drop off prescription drugs to specific collection points. And the police department just acts as a collection point for these times. But what we do is we have one day where we staff a specific person to be there when they bring prescription drugs in. Well, whatever we collect from that day and throughout the months prior to that during our normal drug drop-off box, we package that up and ship that off to the DEA agency up in Washington or down in Washington.
Okay. Any idea when your next one might be?
You know, we just had one. I have a feeling the next one is probably not going to be until about February or April.
Okay. Before I let you go, Lieutenant, I'm thinking about recruitment, and I always like to ask you and your colleagues this. What is it about being a police officer that you like? And, you know, thinking about people thinking about maybe testing tomorrow or on Wednesday and signing up. What kind of people make good police officers?
You know, to me, some of the best people that make good police officers, you know, there's all kinds of different traits that are going to be valuable. But mostly you want people who are honest, they have integrity, that are just all in all good people, because you want to be able to trust those people to do what's right and be able to help people out. But you need somebody who is, you know, likes having the excitement, because a police officer's job is going to be very exciting during the day. And so having somebody who's has maybe given it some thought and has some desire to do this, but you also need to be able to have a desire to want to help people, because that's your day-to-day job is people calling you for help, and you need to have a desire to want to do good and help people.
And I think I've heard before, too, flexibility, because sometimes you need to work a bunch and –
That's true.
Right.
Yeah. You do need to have some flexibility in your schedule, because there's going to be days where you might work, you know, long hours, extra days. Things are going to be changing. You never know how your day is going to be. So it can start off one way and completely change for the next.
That's the voice of Lieutenant Craig Campbell of the Juneau Police Department. Talking about recruitment right now, tomorrow you can still get in an application and sign up for the next testing, which is on Wednesday, by calling 586-0600. Again, that's 586-0600. Lieutenant Craig Campbell in for our monthly check-in with the Juneau Police Department. Sir, anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
You know, the one thing I would just mention real quick, and even though this is not a Juneau Police Department event, we do partner with the Alaska Police Officers Association. And here coming up in December, they have their annual Shop with a Cop event. So if you've ever heard of Shop with a Cop, about Shop with a Cop, it's a great activity that they put on. They get kids within the community that can sign up. And basically what they do is they go out with police and they go shopping for their family members and buy gifts for people who may not be able to afford it normally. And this is all funded through donations. So if this is something you think is something very great that they do, you can get on the Alaska Police Officers Facebook page and you can make a donation to their I think it's a great event and it's something that we partner with. So
feasibly a youngster here in Juneau could maybe get in a cruiser with you or one of your coworkers and go to Fred Meyer.
Yeah. I've did it the past, I think, 4 or 5 years. And, you know, the Alaska Police Officers Association selects families that are going to be a part of this. And we go pick them up in our police cars. The kids get in there. They get to play with the sirens. And we turn the lights on. They have hot cocoa. It's really neat. And it's a chance to hang out with kids outside of normal police duties and just have fun and go shopping with them and buy some gifts for their family members.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Remind us how we can contribute to that.
If you go to the Alaska Police Officers, it's APOA. It's their Facebook page.
All right. Lieutenant Craig Campbell, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.